This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
And I don't want you to think about how far you have to go. I don't want you to think about what's wrong with you. I don't want you to think about all your weaknesses and all your flaws. I want you to find something that God has done in you, something that He has changed in you, and I want you to celebrate and focus on that. The title of what I want to bring you tonight is One Small Adjustment That Makes a Big Change in Your Life. I'm going to talk to you about one little tiny thing that you can do. You may have to do it every day, but one little tiny thing you can do that can literally just turn your life completely around. How many of you would like to know what it is? Okay. Attitude. Well, I can see that's a felt need. Now, our attitude is our thought life turned inside out. It's something that's in us, but everybody sees it. It comes out in facial expressions, comes out in body language. You don't have to open your mouth and everybody knows you're disgusted. Or how about this one? Impatience. Can't you move along faster than what you are? It's the posture that we decide to take toward our life. The posture we decide to take. The way we decide to look at our circumstances and our situations. It affects how we feel, how we behave, and ultimately, the whole quality of our life. Your attitude is yours, and nobody can force you to have a bad one if you don't want to. I'm going to say that again. Your attitude is yours, doesn't belong to somebody else, and nobody can make you have a bad attitude if you don't want to have a bad attitude. Nobody. Amen? How many of you actually really believe that? See, maybe we don't think about it like that. We think, well, you know, I'm just like this because I've got all these problems. But being like that doesn't solve your problems. It doesn't change your problems. What it does is it makes you miserable and probably most of the people around you. Nobody enjoys being around somebody for very long that's got a bad attitude. A new employee went to work at a company, and he asked his supervisor, "Do you think that I'm going to enjoy working here?" And he said, "Well, how'd you like your last place?" And he said, "Oh, I didn't like it at all. Didn't like my boss, didn't like the people I worked with, hated the work, they didn't treat me good. I didn't like it at all." And he said, "Well, you know, you're probably going to feel the same way about this place." A few days later, another new employee started, and he said the same thing to his supervisor. "Do you think I'm going to like working here?" And he said, "Well, how'd you like your last place?" He said, "Oh, it was a great place to work." He said, "I loved it. I loved the people. I loved my job. I was so sorry when they went out of business." And he said, "You know what? You're going to love it here too." So you see, it really wasn't about the job. It was the person. And you know what? Somebody that has a bad attitude, they're going to find something wrong with everything, everywhere. Like, I don't care how good it is, they're going to find something wrong with it. And somebody that has a good attitude, it's just really hard to make them unhappy. Amen? Come on, don't look at me like you don't need this, because... All right, another little quick story. Two twins, one very positive, one very negative. I mean, like very negative and very positive. They were just like two opposite ends of the spectrum. And the birthday was coming up, and the mom had been real concerned about them, and so she wanted to talk to the doctor about this situation. Is there any reason why they're so different? Is there anything I can do? And So the doctor said, well, let's do an experiment. He said, give the boy that's real negative, like the greatest present that you could think up to give him. And give the boy that's real positive one of the worst things that you could imagine. Something there's no way he could be happy with. So on the birthday, the real negative boy got, I mean, the most up-to-date, cutting-edge bicycle. I mean, it was just phenomenal. And he looked at it and said, well, I'll probably break my leg. And the real positive boy got a box of manure. And he looked at it for a minute and thought, and then after a few minutes, he said, okay, come on. Where is it at? Where is it at? And they're like, where's what? He said, you can't fool me. Where there's this much manure, there's got to be a pony somewhere. Now, some people are just kind of show up on planet Earth with a better attitude than some others do. And I had to work at this. I grew up in a very negative situation, and my natural temperament would lean more toward being deeper and trying to fix everything that's wrong and seeing what's wrong. And I just want to tell you that anybody can work with the Holy Spirit to form a habit of having a good attitude if you really want to. Some of you may have to work at it a little bit more than others, but we're all like that in some area. Every single one of us have to work at some things a little bit more than we might other things. And God will always help us. Your attitude is yours, and nobody can force you to have a bad one if you don't want to. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23, it says, be constantly, somebody say constantly, renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. So if you have a lot of problems, which some of you do, this is going to be a daily decision. If you tend to be a little more toward the negative side in your thinking, or a little bit more melancholy in your personality, then this will have to be a daily decision for you. But it's worth it in the long run, because to have a sour, bad attitude just absolutely makes you miserable. Now, airplanes have something called an attitude indicator. Not altitude indicator, attitude indicator. And it shows the position of the plane, the wings of the plane, to the horizon. And the horizon would represent average or normal. So if you're right on target with that, then you're in an average and a normal position. When the airplane is climbing, it's said to have a nose high attitude. And if the airplane is diving, it's said to have a nose down attitude. So when our attitude is up, we have an above average life. And when it's down, our life will be below average. To change the altitude of the plane, the pilot simply makes a little adjustment. And you know what? I have found out that a lot of life is about just making little adjustments on a regular basis. My life can get out of balance, and maybe I'm working too hard and not resting enough, and I can just make a little adjustment and change that. Or maybe I'm starting to get lazy and I'm just sitting around too much and I need to get up and get a little bit more done, and I can just make a little adjustment and make that happen. Now look at me, I'm going to say something important. I think everything I say is important, but this is important. Somebody else is not going to come along and fix our problems. Thank you for those three people that agree with me. The Bible gives us the answers to what to do. And the Holy Spirit gives us the strength and the ability to do it. And I'm telling you, some of you may think you have got some of the hugest problems in the whole world. And maybe you do, but I'm telling you what, Little adjustments can sometimes make an unbelievably big difference in your life. I think a lot of times we look for these huge, big, deep answers to our problems. And sometimes, I don't know, maybe you feel rotten all the time and you just need to drink more water. I mean, honestly, I mean, people can just feel absolutely terrible just because they're dehydrated and they don't know it. And so many times it is just a simple thing that you can do, a simple something that you can change. And if we really listen to the Holy Spirit, he'll show us what those simple somethings are in our life. Now, I'm going to talk to you. Well, first of all, let me tell you this. John Maxwell said, circumstances don't make you what you are. They reveal what you are. Amen. They don't make you what you are. They reveal what you are. And then I said this, misery is an option. You don't have to be miserable if you don't want to. And that's something I would like you to write down somewhere and remember when you go home. Every time you're miserable, you can say, I'm choosing this. You don't like that, do you? Okay. Well, write it down anyway. Maybe you'll like it better by tomorrow. All right. Now, I want to talk to you about one attitude tonight. I want to talk to you tonight about learning to live with an attitude of celebration. Celebration. We don't celebrate enough. And I mean, we can start to just, if you start celebrating little things, then someday you'll have something big to celebrate. You got to celebrate every little thing that you can find to celebrate, and it will just drive the devil mad. Because he wants us to be sour and have a bad attitude and never appreciate anything that God or anybody else does for us. Focus on our problems. I personally have a lot of things that I can celebrate right now. I've been married to the same man for 50 years. 5-0, not 15, 50 years. I haven't just been married 50 years. I've been married to the same man for 50 years. And I still love him. Amen. Now, it goes without saying that all of those 50 years were not easy, that there was a lot of things that happened, maybe opportunities along the way to give up, a lot of great things, a lot of challenging things. But you know what? It's wonderful when you come to the point where you can say, I did it. I didn't quit. I didn't give up. We're celebrating 50 years of being married. We have 4 grown children that are all serving God. All here tonight, all serving God. We have 11 grandchildren that all love Jesus. 10 of the 11 are here tonight. And I didn't pay them to come. I didn't make them come. One of them flew in from California. They're here because they love Jesus and they love their grandma. Amen. I've been teaching the word for 42 years. That's worth celebrating. In the last 3 years, I've had 2 hip replacements and a back surgery, and I'm still walking around. I'm celebrating. I've written 116 books. 116. And still writing. I've made 67 mission trips out of the country to the mission field. But you know, the most important thing is how God has changed my life. Oh my gosh, when I think about how he has changed me. And yes, I've got a long way to go. But you know what? I'm not thinking about that this weekend. I'm not thinking about how far I have to go. And I don't want you to think about how far you have to go. I don't want you to think about what's wrong with you. I don't want you to think about all your weaknesses and all your flaws. I want you to find something that God has done in you, something that he has changed in you. And I want you to celebrate and focus on that. And I want you to listen to me, and I'm going to tell you why. This is not just a happy, clappy, let's get together and have a big party and see how loud we can shout. There's a purpose in this, and I'll tell you why. And I really believe that God is showing me this. There is power in celebrating. It's powerful when we celebrate. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The devil doesn't want your stuff. He wants your joy. If he can take our joy, then he's got us right where he wants us. No wonder Jesus said, in the world there will be tribulation, there will be trouble, there will be distress, and his answer to the whole thing was cheer up. I like to put John 16:33 together with John 14:27, where Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. So if you want to give the enemy a big black eye, just calm down and cheer up, and you're a winner in life. Amen? You know, it takes a long time to get this, and I guess I'm old enough now that I've got it. And I can't tell you how many times, sometimes in a week, I just say, I am not getting upset about that. I just am not doing it. You know why? You finally find out it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anything for you to be sad all day. It doesn't change anything for you to be mad all day. It doesn't change anything for you to be sour all day and have a bad attitude. It changes you, but it does not change your circumstance. But I can tell you what, there's power in joy, and there's power in being thankful when you're hurting, and there's power in celebrating little tiny victories in your life. Oh, I've already planned my celebration for Saturday when this is over. You know why? Because I'll be tired. You will have gotten out of me everything that I've got to give, and I will be tired. I know where I'm going to eat. I know what I'm going to eat when I get there. And people who know me are not surprised by that, but, and it's a place that has the best chocolate cake. Oh, and the most wonderful gelato. And yes, it's a restaurant that has pasta, lots of pasta. I'm not eating spinach on Saturday afternoon. And I'm going with some of my most favorite people. Celebrating can be anything from a huge party and a feast to just sitting down with somebody that you really enjoy, but do it as a focus. I'm doing this because I'm celebrating a victory that God has given me. And not only does it help you, but it gives honor to God. You know what one of our biggest problems are? We're constantly wanting God to do something else for us, and we don't bother to celebrate and be thankful for the things that he has already done. And I think you know me well enough by now to know that I don't bother teaching anything that I don't really believe, and that I don't intend to practice, and that I don't really believe is going to be life-changing. And this is a very small adjustment. It can make a very big change in our lives. We don't take enough time to celebrate. Today you hear people say, what are you going to do for your birthday? Nothing. I'm just another year older. That's no big deal. Can I ask you a question? If we throw a gigantic party for a one-year-old, I mean, we go all out. Everybody gets invited. The kid gets to stick his face in the whole cake. I mean, it's just, oh, we got to celebrate. He's a year old. What, you know, what about by the time you get to 70? Shouldn't that be like a bigger celebration then? But by then we think, oh, I don't need to do that. I'm just another year older. Yeah, you're another year older. You've survived another year. You're still here. And that's something to celebrate. I don't mess around with a day anymore. I'm just doing it for a whole week. When I got about 65, I thought, we're going to have a long celebration. The word celebrate means to mark an important event in your life. Something that caused you pleasure. Something that gave you pleasure. That's why we celebrate wedding anniversaries and birthdays and things like that. Celebrating can be anything from a huge party and a feast, taking time to do something you enjoy, giving special thanks to God for victory. One of the ways that we can celebrate, and you'll see this somewhere in the teaching tonight or tomorrow, is, and actually this is biblical, you can celebrate by doing something for somebody else. A lot of times, especially in the Old Testament, when they had great breakthroughs, one of the things that God commanded them to do was share with the poor. When we really appreciate what God has done in our life, one of the things we should want to do, we don't always want to, but we should want to go do something for somebody else that doesn't have what we have, that doesn't know what we know. And by the way, the more you do for other people, the happier you're going to be. I'm not saying this in any way to be insensitive, but I really believe that sometimes we don't leave our problems alone long enough for God to get a chance to work on them. The Bible says, cast your care on him and he will care for you. And it'll be good for you just to say, I'm not going to think about everything that's wrong. I just am going to find something good and celebrate that thing. Amen. Can you do that? And I want you to get even more excited about it. Here, you know, here's the thing. I don't have a message that's going to get rid of all your problems. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I do. I don't have any message that I can preach and say, now you go home and you do this and you won't ever have any more trouble in life. I won't tell you that because I don't think that that's biblical and I don't think that it happens. But I do believe that I can teach you and tell you things that are in the Bible that have been proven out in many people's lives that will make you such a powerful person that you can go home and live above the problems that you have. That doesn't mean that you won't have them, but they can't have you. There's a difference in you having a problem and a problem having you. Amen? Richard Foster's written a book about disciplines, and he actually calls it the celebration of discipline, which really we need to understand that discipline is not our enemy, it's our friend. Because discipline helps you be what you say you want to be and never will be without it. And discipline is simply doing what you know you should do when you don't feel like it. Amen? All right. And doing it over and over and over and over and over and over again. But one of the chapters that he has is the discipline of celebration. Disciplining ourselves to actually take time to celebrate. We're too busy in life to celebrate. We're too busy wanting to check the next thing off of our to-do list. We don't have time. We don't see the value in it. And I hope that God will give me the grace to get across to you the value of taking time to celebrate little victories in your life. And it doesn't even have to be that you take a week off work and go on vacation. It can be just living with an attitude of celebrating. Always seeing what God is doing, not just looking at what he's not doing.
Well, you get to decide how you view your life. Today, you can choose to have an attitude of celebration and thank God for all that he's doing in your life. What you watch today is only a portion of the teaching from our annual women's conference. You can get the entire conference series with today's offer. Today we're offering you Celebrate Life, 6 teachings, and you can also have a free booklet called Take Some Happy Home. You know, I believe that we need to be happy, the happiest people on the face of the earth. Now, God bless you, and remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Do you feel overwhelmed by life's problems? Despite your circumstances, you can experience true happiness with Jesus. Joyce wants to teach you how with this Live Life Happy resource set. In the audio series, Celebrate Life, you'll learn how to cheer up and see God's goodness even in the hard times. Enjoy 6 hours of teaching from Joyce and her special guests, Joel Osteen, Ruth Graham, and John Gray. When you order this series, you'll also get a free booklet, Take Some Happy Home. This resource is filled with scripture and encouragement from Joyce to help you enjoy everyday life with Christ. Both resources are available for digital download. This set can be yours for a gift of $30 or more. Call us 1-800-727-9673 or visit us at joycemeyer.org.
As believers in Christ, we all know the importance of the Great Commission. But did you know that only 7% of people actively share their faith with others? Unfortunately, that's the reality we live in, but we can change it. We invite you to join us and millions of other believers around the world for Global Outreach Day on Saturday, May 26th. The mission of Global Outreach Day is simple. Share the gospel with at least one person on that special day. As Christians, we are all called to share what Christ has done in our lives, but it doesn't have to be so difficult. The only thing that God really requires is a willing and obedient heart. You don't have to be Billy Graham or Joyce Meyer. You just have to be you. So pray about who God wants you to talk to. Make a plan and follow through. One day, one person, one message. Saturday, May 26th.
If I were to ask you if you love your life, what would your answer be? I believe that Jesus wants us to love our lives. But if you don't like what you've got, continuing to do the same thing is not going to give you a different outcome. And I want to encourage you today to get my new book called Living a Life That You Love and see what the changes are that you can make that will start to give you wonderful results in your life. Why not get your copy today?
I love that magazine she sends out.
There's something in there for everybody.
It's just brought about so much change in my life personally.
It's always an encouragement for you to want to do more ministry.
Get your free subscription to Enjoying Everyday Life magazine today at joycemeyer.org. Read encouraging articles from Joyce, updates for Hand of Hope, and much more.
Reading through the magazine confirms for me that God's at work.
Some of these children have never, ever had a bath in their life. As we're taking layers off, we're finding wounds, burns that were never treated, and disfigured feet. It's tough to see how much they enjoy it. They've never had this before. So what is basic to us in the United States, these children have never had. So it's humbling. It's
We hope you enjoyed today's program. For more information, visit joycemeyer.org. This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.